All right, Rob, we got a little bit of time before we get to the hits. Let's have a little college football contender or pretender on who you think has a chance of going to the college football playoff.
Kenny's not going to waste your time with teams we think are auto locks. Let's talk about the teams on the fringe. Contender or pretender for maybe your least favorite team outside of Kansas, the Tennessee Volunteers.
You know I don't like Tennessee.
You hate them so much.
Just don't like Tennessee. Let me pull up Tennessee's schedule really quickly here because you know I dislike Tennessee. No, Tennessee plays Georgia. No. I don't even need to look anymore at their schedule. No. They already got one loss. They beat Alabama. They lose at Georgia. All right, I'm now talking myself into it. I think the easier way to talk about the SEC is we're doing this on the fly. Georgia's going to make it. Texas is going to make it. Alabama is going to make the college football playoff.
Whoa. You have Alabama as a lock? You have two-loss Bama as a lock?
I mean, there's going to be a two-loss team that makes – it's not just going to be 11 one-loss teams and then whatever team is the group of five school. So if you're telling me that Alabama is still in, I think Alabama's still got a very easy shot of making the college football playoff.
I know we're adjusting this on the fly. Let's run the numbers. Let's say the Big 12 has undefeated Iowa State versus undefeated BYU. You're going to hold out a conference title appearance team with one loss for Bama? Let's say the ACC, is Clemson against Miami. Let's say Miami loses. Now you have an ACC champion and Miami both have one loss. You're putting two-loss Bama in over them? What do you do with Notre Dame? I think Bama's second loss disqualified them and up until a third SEC team gets that two-loss mark. If Tennessee beats Georgia or Texas loses to A&M or something happens, they re-enter the fold. But the way it currently sits, they are out.
Yeah, I don't know if Alabama is all the way out yet. They've already beat Georgia this year. They go on the road next weekend. They play LSU. If your losses now, they did lose to Vanderbilt on the road. They also lost to Tennessee, but there's going to be a two-loss team that gets in. So you're right. Tennessee would get in over Alabama because they beat them. I'm not 100% certain that Notre Dame is ahead of them. Who's Notre Dame beating this year? What's their wins?
They beat
A&M in September, and then they have skated by the rest of the year where they didn't play anybody.
They still have Army on their schedule, which is weird to say, but Army still remains on their schedule. What do you do with A&M then? Because A&M was a team I had written down contender.
I would just like to point out, if we're saying is what good teams have you played, and you're telling me they play Army, that says all I need to know about their schedule and where they currently are. You also think that there's a chance that the ACC and Big 12 both get two teams? I'm just saying, you think four teams are coming from those two leagues? Because I've always operated like three teams are coming from that league.
I also was going to put down, what do you do with Ohio State? If Ohio State loses this weekend, they're still probably in. But if you really you talk about Notre Dame's schedule, if Ohio State loses this weekend, look at their non-con.
No, it's Wolf. Weak. It's weak. Their schedule is weak.
And we haven't even gotten it. Again, I had written this down. What do you do with Indiana? Indiana just keeps winning. They don't play Ohio State.
They don't play
Oregon or Penn State then. Mm-hmm. So they could be a one-loss team that doesn't play in their conference title game. Like, it is going to be an absolute mess for the committee to sort out. So I think if you have two losses, you're kind of in trouble right now.
Yeah, I would say in your scenario, people might be mad at the outcome, but Indiana needs to beat Ohio State if they want to make the college football playoff.
So you think their only path is undefeated regular season?
No, I think their only path is they need to beat Ohio State in order to make it. Where I actually think, and maybe I'm being naive here, I don't know if the committee is going to be as fixated on how many losses that you have as we used to always be. Listen to the wins that Indiana has so far this year. Let's go through Big Ten wins. Maryland, Northwestern, Nebraska, Washington. So they have not played any good teams in the Big Ten so far. There's really good teams in the Big Ten. They haven't played any of them. They play Michigan State. They play Michigan, two bad college football teams, and then they play Ohio State. I just don't know if you can lose the one big game that you have. What would their best win be if they lose to Ohio State? Their best win is
Nebraska?
Nebraska? You aren't a playoff team then. I'm sorry, you're not a playoff team.
By the way, real quick, I know we're up against break. You know, if that plays out, I don't think you're wrong. then super conferences would have screwed Indiana because they didn't make their conference schedule. The non-con they can control a little bit. They didn't go tell the conference, don't give us Oregon. They got screwed by super conferences.
I would then say you need to schedule better. Their non-con games were Florida International, Western Illinois, and Charlotte. I'm sorry that the Big Ten schedule screwed you. You played a UMKC non-con schedule. Go accept the Holiday Bowl. You had a great season. You went 12-1. It was fun. This is a memorable year. You gave tribute to Lee Corso, but I'm sorry. You didn't play a playoff schedule. That has to be part of it. It can't just be, oh, well, we got lucky based on the schedule. We have no clue if Indiana is good or not because their best win is Maryland at home.